Chapter 10. While Ezra was praying and making confession, weeping and lying prostrate before the house of the true God, a large crowd of men, women, and children of Israel gathered around him, for the people were weeping profusely. Then Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel of the sons of Elam, said to Ezra,
"We have acted unfaithfully against our God by marrying foreign women from the peoples of the land. Despite this, there is still hope for Israel. Now let us make a covenant with our God to send away all the wives and those born from them, in harmony with the direction of Jehovah and of those who have reverence for the commandment of our God. Let us act according to the law. Get up, for this matter is your responsibility, and we are with you. Be strong and take action."
At that, Ezra rose and had the chiefs of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel take an oath to do what had been said. So they took an oath. Ezra now got up from before the house of the true God and went to the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. Although he went there, he ate no food and drank no water, for he was in mourning because of the unfaithfulness of the exiled people. Then they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem that all the former exiles gather together at Jerusalem, and according to the decision of the princes and the elders, anyone who did not come within 3 days' time would have all his goods confiscated, and he would be banished from the congregation of the exiled people. So all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered together at Jerusalem within 3 days, that is, in the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month. All the people were sitting in a courtyard of the house of the true God, shivering because of the matter at hand, and because of the heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest rose and said to them, "You have acted unfaithfully by marrying foreign women, and so you have added to the guilt of Israel. Now make confession to Jehovah, the God of your forefathers, and do his will. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from these foreign wives." To this, the whole congregation answered with a loud voice,
"It is our duty to do exactly as you say. However, there are many people, and it is the rainy season. It is not possible to stand outside, and the matter will not take just 1 or 2 days, for we have rebelled extensively in this matter. So please, let our princes represent the entire congregation, and let all those in our cities who have married foreign women come at an appointed time, along with the elders and judges of each city, until we turn back the burning anger of our God from us concerning this matter."
However, Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Josiah, the son of Tikva, objected to this, and the Levites, Meshullam and Shabbathai, supported them. But the former exiles did what was agreed on, and Ezra the priest and the family heads of their paternal houses, all designated by name, convened separately on the 1st day of the 10th month to look into the matter. And by the 1st day of the 1st month, they finished dealing with all the men who had married foreign women. And it was discovered that some of the sons of the priests had married foreign women. Of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jehozadak and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eliezer, Jarib, and Gedaliah. But they promised to send their wives away, and since they were guilty, they would offer a ram of the flock for their guilt. Of the sons of Immer, there were Hanani and Zebediah. And of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. And of the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Eliasa. And of the Levites there were Jozabad, Shimei, Keliah, that is, Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. And of the singers, Eliashib, and of the gatekeepers, Shallum, Telem, and Uri. And of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, there were Ramiah, Isaiah, Malchijah, Mijamin, Eliezer, Malchijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. And of the sons of Zattu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. And of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athli. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, Malak, Adiah, Jashub, Sheal, and Jeremoth. And of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Adna, Kelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malak, and Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Matinai, Mattita, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Maadai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Keluhai, Venaiah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Matinai, and Jeasu. And of the sons of Binui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Macnadabai, Sheshai, Sherai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shallum, Amariah, and Joseph. And of the sons of Nebo, Jeiel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jaddai, Joel, and Benaiah. All of these had taken foreign wives, and they sent their wives away along with their sons.